In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Occasionally, when I'm riding around in the car, I like to listen to the public radio jazz station. And every so often, they come on and they're doing one of their fundraising periods where you can call in and that. And I always groan when that comes on. And I have a feeling that parishioners have the same reaction when it comes up on Stewardship Month every year. But what we've tried to do here at our church is, when we talk stewardship, is talk very little about money per se, but to talk about changing our hearts. Because obviously, if we change our hearts, then everything becomes easy as Christians. And so this year is no exception. If you're visiting today and saying, should I stay at this church? Please know that once a year we spend a few weeks talking about stewardship, how we're going to support the church with our efforts and with our time and with our resources. And that's it. And then we're done with it. Because trying to think how old I am. I think technically at this point in my life I was still a layperson longer than I've been ordained. So I know what it's like to sit through stewardship sermons. And so I hope these will have some spiritual efficacy, as opposed to just giving people an opportunity to groan a bit while we listen to the priest talk about stewardship. The theme that we've chosen for this year for stewardship is first fruits. First fruits. And why first fruits? It's because the Bible uses this term a lot. In the Old Testament, when we talk about first fruits, what do we read? And we're talking about offering up your first crops, offering up your perfect, unblemished calf to the Lord as an offering. Here's what the Old Testament reminds us. God blesses those who put Him first. And here's something for Proverbs. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. So God blesses those who put Him first. We also read in the Old Testament that God wants us to give our absolute best. He wants the absolute best from us. The first of the first fruits, not the first fruits, but the first of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring to the house of the Lord your God. Exodus 34:26. The first of your first fruits. God wants our absolute best. And the Old Testament reminds us that God doesn't want our leftovers. These are the verses that precede the unfortunate murder of one brother by another, Cain and Abel. These are the verses that precede it. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the first fruit of the ground. And Abel brought the firstlings of his flock and their portions. Let me read that again. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground. And Abel brought the firstlings of his flock and their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard. Why? Because Cain brought to the Lord an offering of fruit, but Abel brought what? The firstlings of his flock. God doesn't want our leftovers. He doesn't want us to squeeze Him in our appointment calendar when we have time for Him. Now, the New Testament talks about first fruits, but it's more than crops and cattle. In fact, it kind of turns things upside down because it talks about Jesus as being the first fruit. Our Lord Jesus Christ saves us by offering Himself as the first fruit. St. Paul writes this to the Corinthians, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, the first offered of those who have fallen asleep. And then we find out what? That God regards us as the first fruits of his creation. He regards humans as being above everything else in creation. And so he showers us with gifts because God puts us first. We might not always put him first, but he always puts us first. Here's what James writes. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good endowment and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. So God regards us as the first among his creatures. And then we read in the New Testament about the first fruits of salvation. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives us these first fruits of salvation, since it's through the Holy Spirit that we know Christ, it's through Christ that we know the Father. In Romans, Paul writes, we offer ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit. We ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait for the adoption as sons and daughters, the redemption of our bodies, for in this hope we are saved. We ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit. So it's through those first fruits of the Spirit that we ourselves are saved. So the Old Testament teaches us what? The Old Testament teaches us to put God first, to give God our absolute best, and that God doesn't want our leftovers. But beyond that, then in the New Testament, we find something even more extraordinary, which is we have salvation, because Jesus is the first fruit of salvation. And he, and God regards us as the first fruit of his creatures, so he blesses us abundantly. And then it's through the first fruits of the Holy Spirit that we are saved. And so if we want to put this whole theme of first fruits into some kind of tangible application, I would propose the following. If we really want to give God our best and not our leftovers and put him first, then we really, all of us, need to make daily prayer a priority, maybe the priority. And especially in the mornings. Now, all of us have different kinds of mornings, and some of us are very, very rushed, and I understand that. But even if you don't have time for a longer prayer rule, everybody has time to wake up in the morning and go in front of their icons and kneel down and say the Lord's Prayer. Everybody has time for that. The Lord's Prayer, you can time it. It doesn't take very long. But imagine if a person starts every day that way. We do every morning. If you don't pray already in the morning, every morning go to your icons, say the Lord's Prayer, get on your knees, get up and start your day. It will change you, and we'll really be offering God our first fruits, because that's our first action of the day. And why shouldn't it be? What's more important than that? Nothing's more important than that. And along with that, then, is we need to, all of us, and I'm kind of preaching to the converted on this one, but that's okay, but we need all of us to commit ourselves to weekly worship here at the church. This is an act of offering our first fruits, our best offering to God, putting him first. And why shouldn't we? Because we read already that he gave us his first fruits, he gave us his Son. And he gives us salvation through the first fruits of the Spirit, and he places us first. So why wouldn't we want to be here together? Why wouldn't we want to be here together worshiping him if we take this whole business of first fruits seriously? More than that, if we want to really give God our best, then we need to make sure that everything that we do is for his glory. And that's a very, very important and practical way to give God our first fruits. So before I do something, before I say something, before I make a decision, I should ask myself, is this the best I can give God? And if it's not, I need to reevaluate it. A lot of us would change immediately what comes out of our mouths and what we do if we would say, is this the best I can offer God? Because that's how everything that you and I do needs to be measured. And that's hard to do. Some might say impossible, and it would be impossible if we did not already have the first fruits of salvation. But through Christ, all things are possible. And yes, because it is Stewardship Month, yes, we do offer our first fruits when we support the church, when we work in the ministries, when we come up with new ministries, when we just put away tables while somebody's doing that, or vacuum when nobody else is around to vacuum, and when we support the church. Definitely. This is how we offer God our first fruits. And we need to make sure that when we do these things, that it's not our leftovers. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can as best as we can. And why is that? Because that's what the Bible tells us to do. That's what God expects of us. But if we love the Lord, why wouldn't we do that? Now, since it's the day of the parish assembly, and since it is a stewardship sermon, I'm just going to throw some quick numbers at you. And try not to go to your happy place while I talk about them. They're important. A friend of mine read an article recently. He hasn't sent it to me, but I ran the numbers, and I believe him. And it was an article that said that if every Christian in America tithed, we could obliterate poverty. And if you play with the numbers, you'll see that numbers, that's absolutely right. If every Christian tithed, there would be no poverty in our country right now. That's a pretty amazing statistic. For us here at Holy Trinity, things are can be put on a little bit more tangible and practical level. So we know what it takes to support our church annually. We know what the median income is in San Francisco. If 93 families tithe the median income in San Francisco, we would cover our budget. If 300 families or pledged 3% of the median in San Francisco income, we would cover our budget. So the numbers kind of speak for themselves. And you can play with those numbers all day long, and after a while it gets a bit tedious, and that's not the whole point, because if you and I love the Lord as I know that we do, then our response has to be to give Him our best. And so that is my plea, dear brothers and sisters, as we begin our stewardship month, and as we look ahead to the holiday season as well, look ahead toward a new year, when all of us not only want to see the church grow, but all of us are preparing to once again turn over a new leaf. And the plea is very simply this, that we do an extra special effort, that we make an extra special effort to put God first in everything that we do, because He's already put us first. Do it, put Him first in the way we pray, in the way we worship, in the way we act, in the way we talk, and yes, in the way that we support His church. May we, in the coming year, please, please give our Lord our first fruits.